Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, just a quick message before you start listening to this podcast. Did you know that all of our Red Men Plus content also comes in podcast form? Not only do you get access to all the videos, you also get access to all of our podcasts too. They will download directly into your native app so you can get them on the go. So don't miss out on any more Red Men content. Sign up at redmenplus.com and, like I say, get all of these amazing podcasts directly into your device. Right, I hope you enjoy this show.
Obviously, we've got to ask you about the news that broke yesterday regarding the future of the club, the future ownership of the club. I just wonder what kind of impact or any kind of distraction does that cause for the management team, for the players, and what are you being told by the ownership group, if anything?
Yeah, first of all, everybody who saw us the last years, everybody who realized who we are as a club, know that we have a strong relationship with the owners. So, we knew before. Of course, we knew about the statement, nothing more than you guys knew. What I would like to say is that I always know the owners act in the best interest of the club, and they always did. I believe they always tried, at least, and this relationship was very important for us, so, and it will be, so I think the statement was very clear. How did it distract us? To be honest, this is what I like about our club. We are so focused. There was a small discussion, or not a small discussion, but a little talk between Jürgen and me. But on that moment, when we start focusing, and a big game coming up. And I have to say, I love this competition because of this club. This competition means so much for us, not just that last year we won it, but especially as well that if there's one competition represent the whole club, not just the first team squad, but also the talents, is this one. So can't wait.
I'm gonna have to go back to it though.
Yeah, all good.
I'd imagine the thing is it for you? Is there any kind of ambiguity, any kind of uncertainty as to who will be the owners of this football club moving forward? Because if there is, I would imagine that impacts on discussions around players' contracts. It impacts on what you can do in the transfer market, because we've got a transfer market.
But you are just speculating, no? So I think this statement was clear. It's nothing new for a club to find new investors. It's nothing new that a club tries to find investors to create. What I said, they are acting in the best interest of the club. They try to take the club forward. I believe they always did. For me, they are good owners, and I will explain a few reasons why. First one, they tie down one of the best managers in the world for 7+ years. So I think that says a lot. Second, they tie down the best players in the squad. The difference between European top or world top or sub top is that you have to sell your best players. We tie down Mo Salah contract. So, and then what's even more important in my opinion is that we have a stable academy. They invested in the academy. They invested in where we are sitting now. It's one of the best training grounds in world football, in my opinion. And it's our new home. And it was not easy to replace Melwood, for example. But we are sitting here and we are feeling at home. And so they invest in this. Then, of course, the main stand, the new stand. So they made a lot of good decisions. And if they were not good owners we will not be sitting here, because in the end we won a lot of cups, a lot of international and national prizes. So that's why I say I believe that they are acting in the right, the best interest for this club to take it further.
I feel that they're here for the long term still.
I feel that this is again speculation, no? Because they are searching for investors. That's the statement. I think the statement was really clear, to be honest.
Obviously, the news broke on the day that you've been playing with Real Madrid again in the Champions League as well. So, after meeting last season's final, how do you all feel about facing them again in the round of 16 this time?
Yeah, I don't believe a lot because people say, I mean, you read like revenge or these things, but I don't believe in life is should be like that. It's a new season, there's new teams as well, new moments, and it's just the international classico. It's two of the biggest club with so much history in this competition, competing already early in the knockout stages. I'm proud that we had a consistent run in the. Despite our first game against Napoli, but that we are again in the knockout stages and with 15 points, and we can't wait to compete with them, of course. It's we always say the Anfield nights, the European nights are special. The fans expect us to be in this kind of circumstance, in these kinds of games, and let's hope that we can create new memories and that we proper can compete. I know we will be ready, but it will be a massive game, yeah.
As you said, you love this competition, the EFL.
Yeah.
Not surprising after last season, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
When you look at what you've got to pick from this time around, though, mm-hmm. this game against Derby, how are you looking squad-wise? Obviously, we know about James Milner. Will he be fit to return? Any chance for Keita, Matip to get some minutes? How important for the rotation will we see the likes of Kelleher, Phillips, Ramsey, Carvalho start?
Yeah, what's good is that, as we proved last year, is that this competition gives moments for talent, that's for sure. This competition gives moments for our scouting department as well. So the academy and the scouting department. Players who not... If one thing has proven last year is that we will need the full squad again to compete if you want to go for the cups. So we're going to use that as always. Only reason is because we want to play with full power. We want to go to the second gear basically, and or even third gear. And we feel that's possible with the team we selected and created. But again, going back to Derby, I know that they have being in a and not an easy period, not an easy moment, but Paul... One thing is for sure, if you look back to Rotherham, for example, the players run through brick walls for him. And he's a coach who loves to play with a line of five, but he has a few injuries in the back line. So probably, I'm not sure, he played with the back four now last time. So what we can expect is a mixture of talent with Sibley, with Owen, with and Collins as a target man. And we expect this kind of game tomorrow, so we need to be ready, that's for sure. But going back to last year, Leicester, for example, when we were 3-1 down, if you heard the stadium at this moment, how they supported the young boys and the kids, or the kids, how Jürgen says, but the talents, the ones who will win cups later on for us, what I'm trying to say is that we need this environment again, that we can chase, that we can hunt in packs, that we can get the ball back, yeah.
Yes. So listening to you then, everything's okay, business as usual, line of communication open with the owners. The competition itself has always, well, it's produced some really magical entertaining nights at Anfield. I'm thinking Arsenal, you mentioned Leicester as well. So what kind of atmosphere do you think it will create tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think, first of all, if I may, then I want to give a big compliment to the fans and to our owners, because it's arrogant to think that football always goes in your direction. It's arrogant to think that it always goes up, up and up. There will be difficult spells. There will be difficult phases in the season for each club, and how the fans stood behind us, the ones who stood behind us, and the how they support, how they shout, we will pay them back, that's for sure.
They love a penalty shootout as well.
Sorry?
They love a penalty shootout as well.
We were good last year, no? No, and a compliment to the owners as well. This stability is really important. That's why Jürgen is here for 7+ years. That's why we signed a new deal. We knew, and we are not arrogant to think that we always will be top, but we know that our players never stopped, have this commitment, never stopped developing, never stopped fighting to find their form, to find our form. Yeah.
And I know that you said, Jürgen said after the win at Tottenham, on Sunday, to have that feeling back. I know people talk about the Premier League away and everything else.
Yeah.
I expect it to be a different side to have played at Tottenham. But when you talk about this competition being for every player involved, to have that feeling back, to give them back to that. Those players as well.
Yeah, we know that a player with confidence or a player without confidence is not the same player. So the support from outside, so Shankly said, no, you support us, you have to support us in these times, otherwise don't support us when we are in the parade or when we are winning. Support us now. And that's why I say that they do. And if you see the away game against Tottenham, how they celebrated this win, and the second half, how they were still shouting us to get us out of our own half. That's probably what I like the most about football, is that this relationship between fans and manager or team and can create something really good. And it's not easy when it doesn't go your way, but with a little bit help here and there, you can come back.
Carl.
Hey.
Possibly this season has been a bit up and down. I'm just wondering, were you aware of the criticism that you received for your book saying you've given away some of the secrets?
Nah, at the moment, first of all, no regrets. I enjoyed every word and everything what was written down. The moment it was published, for me it was done. It was the past. It did that any interest, to be honest, because a new season, new problems, blah, blah. I hope that that people enjoy it. I know that a lot of people do, because from the inside and the outside I get good reactions. But you guys know really good that if you write something, there will be people who like it and there will be people who don't like it. So that should never stop you to do these things, in my opinion. I'm proud that there's a book that gives inside information, and not as much as people say what will harm. So there's no relationship with that. But I hope that fans, that they could read the admiration I have for this club, the feeling for the team, the love for Liverpool, and if it inspires a few, I'm already happy. So, but the reaction have been good. And if you don't know what to give for Christmas present, please buy it for your bitter uncle. Yeah.
I'll get on to football.
Yeah, please.
We sat here. We can listen to Jürgen try and explain what the issues were this season. Would you, from your technical point of view, can you give an idea of how you see
Yeah, we had really highs and really lows. There's a reason why we were not that consistent, of course. If there was one reason or one simple explanation, that's too easy, of course. Or we started the season insane with the Community Shield, in my opinion, what represented our preseason, what was up to speed, where all the boys were really fighting, and we had a good start in that way. But if you look to a general point of view, is that when you get early 1-0 down, when they have not a slow start, but probably a start where the opposition punish you straight away, then your offensive game has to be really good. You cannot create doubt when the ball moves from left to right, when you bring the ball high up the pitch. And we know from the past that teams try to exploit our high line, that teams try to exploit us in counter-attacks where you leave space. With these moments, 1-0 down, chasing the game, we all know that the team is different. If you then don't have a lot of points, it becomes even more difficult, because players get nervous and make probably a few bad decisions, or we are not as protected as well, because everybody wants to contribute. And it's good that we could correct a few things. It's good that we had to could go back to basics and put like proper solutions in. I'm happy where we are now, to be honest. It feels like with the Champions League campaign and with Tottenham and the way we are playing, it feels that we are every time a little bit closer to who we really are. what I said, we will pay the fans back because they don't stop believing, don't stop shouting, even when we lost the game. So, yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Aldrich?
Yeah.
You said the earlier about the tied down, the best managers in the world. When yourself and Jurgen signed the contract, was it in April? Was it on the belief that you'd be working with these owners for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, of course. You sign a deal with Liverpool Football Club and their owners, but we are not naive to think that things change in football. that's how the football with the football world works. But as I said, our relationship with them is very, very good. I respect them so much. You have no idea. I hoped you guys, with my answers, that I could transparent that. So that's my answer, to be honest.
You said about the statement that clubs look for new investors all the time. So is it your understanding that it's new investors rather than the sale of the club?
No, everything what I know is what you guys know. Yeah. I should ask you guys the question probably, because it's in the statement. It says very clear that they are searching for investors. That's what we knew. That was what we knew probably 1.5 weeks ago or something. We thought it would not come out now. It come out now, so that's all fine. What I said, what I like about this club and about our structure, that we used to, rumors around or unfair or whatever. We focus on what matters, and what matters is preparing for Derby, because we want to go and compete in this cup, in this competition. We want to do the same as last year, go far and try to reach to reach Wembley. So our focus goes to this, and we know that. That with putting the players tomorrow together on the pitch with experience, with talent, we again creating a new generation of players, and that's what is in our mind. The rest we don't have control anyway, so why would we?
Just check.
Yeah, go on.
Which youngsters could we see in the squad tomorrow? Ben Delac?
Yeah, I can't give this. If you know us. And you know us very well. We have so much different talent, so much different kind of players who are young. And probably it excites me much more than you, but it excites me to see a new generation. If I see Queef celebrating in Wembley, taking the last penalty, seeing the cup competition he did when he was 15 when we signed him. He was my goalie at that time. And I see, and we meet after the game. And these moments for me mean 10 times more than even winning the cup competition. To see a young boy become a man, and a man with personality, and a man who can compete and takes the bravery to take, example, he needed to take the last penalty, but shoots it. In the past, he was a striker. That's why he shoot the top corner. But and to create memories with a young team, with a young squad, and using the academy like this, I think Liverpool Football Club, if you work for this club, you have to trust young players, because the generations before made this club. So we have to create again this kind of environment where young talent can step up and be decisive. So of course we're going to see them, because it would be idiotic not to do, because the talent is huge, and otherwise all the time, all the energy, all the money we invest, also our owners and staff and first team staff and academy staff, and it doesn't make sense to have 200 young boys there running around and then not use it. They never let us down, and they will never let us down, and they will also pay back, no? That's their character. And we're going to see Scousers, hopefully. And we're going to see Scousers, hopefully. Huh? That would be even... Can you imagine a Scouser scoring in front of the cop again?
Yeah. That's a good thing. Dominic?
Okay. On that theme, one of the... sometimes a criticism of the owners is that they don't spend enough on players, and it gets talked about net spends and where Liverpool are. Where you talk about bringing players through, that's the thrill of it, isn't it? It's not about...
Yeah, spend. One influence the other as well. So if you buy a lot of young players, don't get a chance. But there's also the type of player you want to buy. I think we invested well. I think if you look to our last year's bringing Luis Diaz in the winter, was a massive signing and needed. I said it was like water in the desert, this kind of, to give this last push towards the cups and towards the... So Darwin will be a good signing. For me, is already a good signing, but will be a good signing. So young, so hungry, can create 5 chances by himself in the game. A proper striker, addition to what we didn't have, the type. Then you have Calvin, you have Fabio, young players who come in as signings. Then before that, Ibu Konate, Jota. So these are all signings who were like in the rows, how do you say? Throw it in the bullet.
Bullseye.
What I'm trying to say, we cannot afford to buy and not be right. We can only afford to buy to be right. And it has to add something to our team, something special, something new. Jota added something new, something special. Luis Diaz added something new, something special. Ibu Konate added something new, something special. So we have to be right. And that's what we search for. And then you cannot be like left, right. No, you want to be right. And with time, what was most important, and that's what I tried to explain already, was to tie down our best players, because our team is and was a machine. So if you don't tie them down, they will leave. So with what I'm trying to say is that it's always a balance. You need to be right with your signings. And I believe we were right. Do people want to see 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 more players? Yes, of course. Everybody wants to see the outside world. But you can... we prefer to have the right one and to really work with, and give time as well for young ones to really work with, and like this add and renew the team, and to make it younger and younger and younger, and to add academy and to give talent a chance, and to buy the top one who influences immediately the first 11, like Luis, like Jot, like Ibu, like however, Costas. I think we invested. What people see is that what people want to see is that transfers is the one thing. But building a club and building a long-term successful relationship has much more to do than just the transfers. Otherwise, we were not sitting here. So tie down Jurgen Klopp. That's maybe even more important for 7+ years. No.
I'm not going to ask you to give away the team, but one of the young players who's been around the first team was Stefan
Bajcetic. Yeah.
How impressive you, but I think he's in your book that you say he's sort of new and impressive.
Yeah.
But also given the debate around the midfield and some of the contract situation, how important can he be
both and long term? Exactly, yeah. So Stefan is somebody who really it's a joy to watch. Because he has all the characteristics what we search for as a midfield player. He played in the past as a centre half, so he's really good in the challenges. What we need, how I said, one of our biggest problems this season is stopping counter attacks, so we can stay in the opposition half. So he is the type of player who has this attribute. So it's a it's a really nice to see. He's young, hungry, shows every day in training that he's really ready. It's up to us to lead well with him, give him the right moments to give again, and these things, process takes time, but yeah, I cannot say if he starts or not, but hopefully we will see him tomorrow.
Is he midfielder for you? You play centre-back, do you see him as midfielder?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Honestly, sometimes the academy gives you presents and he's one of them.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.